need a snow day.
I think we might have a couple of those for you with this first of what looks like three storms now. So the one that came in late Thursday, continuing through Friday, we'll have a repeat on Sunday, then a break, and Tuesday, Wednesday, we've got more coming, which is great news. Time for a little snow day information, and Navi, a little bit of a curveball today. Not going to head up to one of our ski resorts that I'm sure are getting some much-needed precipitation, but rather we're going to head down to Bryce Canyon and check in with our buddy Lance Syrett. We were talking about Brian Head a little bit earlier. Lance Syrett, how are you, sir?
Good. How's it going, Tim?
Good. It's about that time of year for your winter festival, isn't it?
Absolutely. And we always try to market ourselves as a poor man's ski resort down here. You know, maybe you got all your friends going up to Sundance for the weekend or Park City, and you're like, man, how do they afford to do that? Well, you can come down and stay at Ruby's Inn for a whole weekend for what it costs to get on the slopes for just a day at some resort. So.
Yeah, and to see Bryce Canyon in the winter, I had some photos for us that popped up on my desktop.
I was just going to mention that to you. Yeah, I have great memories.
How many years ago was that? That was a while ago.
I can tell you because that was when Chris just got out of the hospital. So that was about 15 years ago.
Long time. But to see Bryce Canyon when all of that red rock is dusted with snow is really something that you won't find anywhere else in the world, I don't think. What's the last month been like for you down there? It's been warm and unseasonably so up here.
Yeah, it's been pretty pleasant down here. You know, we haven't had much snow, and seems like the snow is a little backloaded this year, so we're getting some snow as we speak. And, you know, right now, we're looking forward to the Winter Festival. You know, but years ago, you know, because we'll have 3 or 4 years of good snow, and then we'd have a bad year even 40 years ago. So most of our winter festival, the clinics, the activities, things like that, are geared around being indoors and just being warm and just enjoying Bryce Canyon National Park. Mm-hmm. So it doesn't matter if we got yellow grass out there, if we got snow, we're still having it, and we'll still have, you know, 98% of it is not weather dependent. So anyway.
Navi, has it been a while since you've been down there?
Oh, a long time. I saw some really good footage last year when they had all that snow, and there were some guys backcountry skiing there. It was amazing. Like you said, probably the only place in the world you can get it like that.
Yeah. Have you been able to get that, what do you call that, the skate track that you put in a couple of years ago? Have you been able to get that going?
Yeah, the Bryce Canyon Ice Ribbon, I mean, it is beautiful. We always say it looks like a Norman Rockwell, one of those old Saturday evening posts. Yeah. You go out there, you're under the pines, you're skating around, having a good time, you got the music going, man. It's pretty much poetic. It makes me want to do it as I describe it to you.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing I want people to know. Although it's called a winter festival, you have a lot of activities that happen indoors, even kayaking demos, I think, in the pool right there at Ruby's.
Yeah, we've got that great big indoor pool that people just love, especially in the wintertime because you don't have to go outside to go swimming. And, we've got kayak demonstrations, you know, that thing fills full of kayaks, and they show you how to paddle and roll over and do all that fun stuff. You know, we've got yoga, we've got watercolor demonstrations, you know, crafts for kids. You know, and the best part of it, Tim, is that most of it is free. There's a few things you need reservations for, and the registration doesn't go online until the night before, until Friday. But there's so much to do that, come on down here. Your kids are going to love it. Family friendly. It's just going to be a good time for the whole family.
I'll tell you the other thing that was the first attraction for me the first time I heard about this winter festival was the photography clinics. And when you think about learning some skills on how to, you know, maybe get some new tricks with whatever camera you happen to be using, and then you can step right outside and get some photos that it's hard to take a bad picture down there, seems like the perfect opportunity.
Absolutely. You know, people come from all over the world to take pictures of Bryce Canyon, and people come more in the off season than they do during peak season because, you know, Bryce Canyon is beautiful in the summertime. But, you know, I started saying something, you know, several years ago. I said, you know, Bryce Canyon is just like a cake, and everybody loves cake. But, man, you put a little frosting on top, it's just that much better. And that's how Bryce Canyon National Park is. You put a little frosting on there, take a picture. That red rocks, the blue sky, the contrast, the snow, it's absolutely amazing.
Yeah. It can be cold there in the mornings this time of year, like really cold. But it's interesting how when you start to go down into the canyon, and maybe you're doing that with snowshoes or maybe you just got the right boots for it, But sure. That red rock holds on to the sun, and you actually find some decent warmth down in there.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, you have that same effect that might give you a sunburn during the summertime is going to keep you warm during the wintertime. And, you know, we actually rent those yak tracks here, so if somebody's got a good pair of boots or even a good pair of tennis shoes or something like that, we can rent them the cleats and they can hike down there and just have a really good time down there. So, yeah, a lot of fun, beautiful, you know, pretty much magical experience if you can get below the rim.
Is a yak track the same as a snowshoe?
No, it's smaller. It's just kind of an elastic thing that has the kind of tracks on the bottom. It just fits over your shoes. It's more just for hiking in slippery conditions. So you just have to Google it, look it up. They're pretty neat.
Yeah. But cross-country ski tours, I think, go on all the time, not just during this winter festival, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we've got the cross-country skis. You know, very economical. I mean, you're talking about an all-day rental for, I think it's $20 right now. But we groom about 30K, so a little over 20 miles of groomed trails. And they actually go right into Bryce Canyon National Park now to Fairyland. You kind of stay on top of the rim. But, man, it's, again, it's an economical way. When your friends are all going downhill skiing and you feel poor, come on down and strap some cross-country skis on and go see Bryce Canyon National Park. It's really neat.
I guess we should tell everybody the dates. It's February 17, 18, 19, but I did want to get you on this week so people can make their plans. You usually have some room deals too, right?
Yeah. As I was saying, we've got three different hotels here in Bryce Canyon as part of the Ruby's Inn complex. And my reservation manager just whispered in my ear, and she says, "Lance, we're actually sold out for Saturday night." And I'm like, well, that's not such a big deal because we've got the Bryce Canyon Grand right across the street, you know, superior accommodation. Still, economic rates this time of year. All of our rooms include breakfast. So if you want to come down this way and you look at Ruby's Inn, you're like, oh, Lance is on the phone promoting this and they're already sold out. Well, we've got the Bryce Canyon Grand and then also our more budget accommodations at the Bryce View Lodge. So there's a price point for everybody.
Last time we were down there, my friends from London were actually with us, and they had this on their bucket list, and they were just blown away by it, as everybody is when they go down there. So thanks for making that memory happen. I know they're over there sharing their experiences for other international travelers. Navi, I think I found an event for you, too, down there for the Winterfest. It's hula. You can learn to hula.
I don't need to learn. I'm good. You know that.
Yeah, I bet you are. We just
my hips go down don't move that way.
What'd you say, Lance?
I said my hips don't move that way. I can't do that type of stuff. But
I apologize ahead of time for planting that mental image of Navadomskis in a hula skirt. But what about fat bikes? That's something that's caught on, and I see it on the list.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, all of our you know, cross-country ski trails, you know, as long as you stay on the edge and, you know, because they groom. I mean, we've got one of these big piston bully like what the ski resorts have, and there's plenty of room there. And so fat bikes, that's part of it. Snowshoes, you know, we kind of talked about that when we were at snowshoes as well. So, yeah, if you can just strap on and go, and, man, it's you can just go all day. It's a winter wonderland down here.
Well, you can go to Ruby's Inn. .com, RUBYSINN.com, and look up all of the activities. But I'm sure there's a phone number they could also call you today, right?
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, we always reference the website, RubysInn.com. If you kind of scroll down, there's a banner right there where you can just click on for the Winter Festival information. And I should say the final schedule isn't quite out yet. It's just there's a lot of moving pieces till the last minute, but basically the schedule's 99% from year to year. So but you can look and see what's on there, and you can always call us, you know, 435-834-5341. We'll answer all your questions.
We've got so many great memories down there. And, Russ,
it's time to go again.
Your daughter, of course,
yeah,
was down there
and
still considers herself part of the family, I think. Lance, thanks so much. Thanks so much.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, thanks, guys. Good to talk to you as always.
Thanks,
take care.
All right. Ruby's Inn is the place. And, by the way, that buffet at the Grand?
Yeah.
Not bad. Nice,
good.
Nice way to start the morning. All right, we've got to take a break. We'll come back and finish out the program next. KSL Outdoors Radio, and then we'll turn things over to the greenhouse.